This morning, we invited retired Star Bulletin crime reporter Rod O'Hara into our studios to talk about the trial and about police culture. He worked for nearly 40 years at the Star Bulletin and also the Honolulu Advertiser as a sports reporter. He was on the city desk, and he was also the crime reporter.
I think, in my opinion, it's not something that surprises me, the depth of it. It's just that I think it's the first time we've seen something like this exposed as much as it has been, the explosion of it. Because culture in Hawaii, whether it be police culture or it's all the same. It's one fabric, and it's tied together since the Democratic Revolution of 1955, where Hawaii, it didn't take very long for Hawaii to become a one-party political state. And by becoming so, a lot of good happened, but also with generations of being in power for so long, the Democratic Party has seen its own fabric change.
But they've had scandals.
Well, I think when you have everything intertwined like it is, where, for example, to get elected to office, you have to have donations, and the unions provide much of the donations. Those who get elected to office then decide who gets appointed to what, who gets contracts. It's hand feeding hand. Then you have people being appointed for many years. The police commission didn't act like it is now. It was, for many years, for example, Ron Takeda, the executive secretary of the Carpenters Union, was the chair of the police commission. And, you know, he's appointed by the mayor. And how many mayors appointed him? I'm not saying it was bad, but you're only going to do what the hand that appointed you wants done. Now, the police chief at once upon a time sat in on the mayor's executive meetings. He was a member of the cabinet. So was the fire chief. And so when you have this kind of interaction, we've never seen, until this Ke Aloha case, we've never seen where the entire fabric got exposed.
So you were talking really about the power structure.
Well, it's all connected.
Well, what do you say to people who are cynical and say, yeah, it's who you know in this town?
Well, how does it become who you know? I mean, we all grew up in this town. For example, in the Ke Aloha case, who doesn't know 20 people, any of those people that are under investigation, who doesn't know them? I mean, as friends, our good friend Jim Dooley wrote a book titled Sunny Skies, Shady Characters. And I think we all in our culture have been friends with everybody who, if you can find a perfect scenario, of nobody ever did anything wrong. I think we're a forgiving thing. Where the problem occurs is anytime you have one power, one as soon as you make an exception to the rule, you stretch the boundaries. And where do you stop? For example, if you ask me from my 20 years or so of looking at the police department, I have no doubts in my mind that 95% of all police officers are hardworking and honest. But they are human beings. They make mistakes. The bad part about all this is when you cover it up. I think we all realize that you can make a mistake, and but I think when you look at this particular case, the sad part is it's the cover-ups, and now you're getting broader and broader. So there are no boundaries as to what, you know. The sad part about all this is just the leadership. But that's not an indictment on current leadership. I have great respect for Chief Ballard and John McCarthy, one of her deputies, who, when I first started out, they were major and captain in Kailua. And I got to work with both of them. And I honestly, from the very beginning, told my friends that I think she has a chance to become the first female chief. And I think that one, but see, she's got a tough task ahead of her because you're changing attitudes.
You're changing the culture, or she's trying to change the culture. Yeah. And I didn't grow up here, but I remember when I moved here almost 40 years ago, I was told, oh, if you don't want to get stopped by the cops, put a Chopo sticker on your car, or a Kamehameha school, or a St. Louis sticker on your bumper. You know, on your bumper. I mean, I mean, but
I'm
that's,
a crusader now.
Yeah, but that was a kind of, you know, what I was told.
Well, again, we go back to that favorite line of ours. It's who you know. There was a guy. We all knew him. I'm trying to think of it, Okuda. Oh, who fixed all the tickets?
Fat Boy Okuda.
Yeah, at once upon a time, but you know, at the same time, we had parlay sheets going all over Honolulu, downtown Honolulu. Parlay sheets, the little gambling sheets. So, and it was for high school games. And I covered high school sports.
Do you think that they're betting on this in Chinatown?
Well, I think what has happened, you know, in Dooley's book, he mentioned how they took odds on Alema Leota when he ran for governor. But, you know, it's all, when you come down to it, we're all connected. And that's what makes it... hard, because as much as we might say we're surprised by what happens here, we also know that there are many good aspects in every person. So these people that are on being investigated right now, they've all done good things. So I remember Luis Kealoha when he was a captain in CID, and he had come up, and I had no idea he would someday be up for chief, but I saw him as a very quiet kind of guy trying to learn the ropes, and so I didn't think much about it until his name surfaced chief, because I thought it was going to be very, very difficult given the culture and what happened to Mike Nakamura, that another captain would rise above the majors and the deputies to become chief again. It's awfully hard, because each of these deputies and majors, they have their own I compare it a lot of times to feudal Japan, because these are lords and you have the shogun. And not all the lords, you can't be the shogun without the lords. And so if you take a guy who's a captain and promote him over everybody, it's hard.
What good do you hope comes out of this trial?
I hope that we can correct the old culture, the attitude of it's who you know. Because if we can correct it's who you know, then it levels the playing field. The second thing is, I think you have to go about your business making no exceptions.
That was retired journalist Rod O'Hara talking about the case against Honolulu's power couple, Police Chief Louis Kealoha and his wife Catherine, who was a top deputy city prosecutor. Both are under indictment and facing serious allegations of abuse of power.